This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I should be in here alone for this one. So, yeah, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm not going to answer. You all will answer. Because today's Am I the Jerk is like that. It says, am I the jerk if I lie about being pregnant? Now, I know some ears perked, but let me read it first. It says, Allie and DZ, my husband and I found out we were expecting almost 3 months ago now. And I want to know if I'm the jerk if I lie to our family about being pregnant. We haven't told anyone yet. His family or mine, and don't know if we want to anytime soon. I don't feel like I can bring myself to tell people so early, especially knowing the risks that are involved. And not to mention, we are a high-risk family, with my sister having suffered 2 miscarriages before she gave birth to her perfect twin boys. I feel like I need to lie. Immoral? I get it. But what other solution is there? I'd say I'm sick and not go, but I need to be there. It's family. Am I the jerk for lying to my family about being pregnant? Ayla. Ah, Ayla. Beautiful name, by the way, Ayla. And this one's tough, you guys. Because in a sense, you're not really lying. You're just not telling people. Where I can see the lie is if you're out hanging with family. Hey, you want a drink? Oh, no, thanks. Why? I mean, it's Wisconsin. Somebody's going to ask why. What's wrong? Do you feel okay? And no, I don't want to drink isn't usually an acceptable answer. Normally it's like, oh my gosh, something's wrong. Or you're pregnant. And if somebody in the family calls it out, you don't want to be the person to go, no, 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 no. And that's where you think you're lying. That's what it is. That's where you think you're lying. Because you know somebody's going to ask you, oh, why aren't you drinking? Or, oh, why aren't you doing this? Or, oh, why aren't, you know, what's wrong? Oh, you're looking a little full there. You know, depending on whether you show early or not, like you might already look a little pregnant. Ooh, this one is tough, y'all. All I can say is, ooh, I don't want to answer because I wish you felt better. And I know you guys are probably happy. I'm not saying you guys aren't. What I'm saying is I wish you felt more comfort in where you're at and in your pregnancy. And trust me, I understand it. Haven't had two boys myself at different times. Haven't had two boys, one premature 2 months, and one perfectly quote-unquote normal pregnancy. It's, and no two pregnancies are the same. So I wish you weren't comparing yourself with your sisters. Or sister, excuse me. This one's tough. I think, yeah, you know what? No, I'm sitting here saying I think like I'm about to answer something. No, I'm not answering. Y'all are answering today. 414-533-1037. Is Ayla the jerk if she lies to her family about being pregnant? Calls, text, voice notes next.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Ayla wrote in and wants to know if she's a jerk for lying to her family about being pregnant. Said her and her husband found out about 3 months ago. So they're kind of through that first trimester. And they haven't told anybody. She says she simply just can't bring herself to it, knowing the risk and that her family is high risk. Her sister suffered some miscarriages, and, you know, now she's got boys, beautiful boys. But, yeah, she's pregnant, assuming it's the first pregnancy, you know, because they're treating it really cautiously. But she already knows that it's immoral and just basically wants to know, am I the jerk for lying to my family about being pregnant? Says it like that, and I did not want to answer, so I left it to y'all. And we're going to get right to the lines for y'all to answer, because on the line, we've got one of our regulars, one of the OGs, somebody earned their theme song called 5 days in a row, Lisa and Stellywood. Morning. Lisa.
Good morning.
Morning, morning, fam. How we doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just at work working on a lovely 12-hour day.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Well, let's distract you for a little bit and see if we can't figure this out. Do you think Ayla is or isn't the jerk for lying to her family about being pregnant?
Well, you know, the thing is that a baby's going to probably come out in, like, a few months.
6 months?
She's past that first trimester. I get that she's worrying, but the part that gets me is she's comparing herself to the sister, sister-in-law, whatever.
Yep.
They're all going to find out. And for her, this should be happy for her and not stressful.
Yeah.
And I feel that it is a jerky move to not tell them and to be so down on herself, especially the only reason I'm saying that is because she's past the first trimester.
Sure. No, I get
she's
that.
She's past the high risk. So I feel it is kind of a jerky move to not share happy news with your family.
Well, and think about this. And now I'm not, like, obviously I can't get pregnant, right? But you don't want to put that.
Well, you and Eric can.
Yeah, well, right. But me physically, like.
Baby number three.
The stress on the body, right? Like the thinking, the negativity. Everybody says you got to be positive when you're pregnant. The baby feels all things you feel. All these things. So I'm sitting here going, I don't want her going to the holidays or going to wherever, avoiding family, and then going, oh, no, I'm not pregnant. Now, is it probably excessive in thought to think, oh, the baby's going to start feeling that stress and, oh, feeling negated and, oh, the baby? No, probably not. But what I do feel is that family is your biggest support system. And even though you do feel like it is a risk and things can happen outside of the first trimester, that family, your people, those are going to be the people that are going to hold you down.
Right. They're your support system.
They're your support. They're your anchors, along with your husband. I don't know this, but did you not support your sister when she went through her miscarriages? I'm assuming so. I'm just making the assumption, but if you're worried about it because of your sister on this end, you probably were worried about your sister on her end when it was her going through it.
Yep. And they're your family, so they're going to find out either way. So I just don't understand why she's hiding it she's past that high
Imagine a family member they just know, they could tell. Sometimes family members are weird like that. Imagine that you do lie, and then a week later, they really, really find out and go, I knew it, and I'm mad at you for lying to me about it.
Yeah.
If you lie to your family, they'd be ticked off when they do find out that you're pregnant.
That's why I'm saying it's a jerk move for lying to them, especially if they call her out on it flat out. I mean, to not say something's one thing. She could probably skate by and not say anything.
Yeah, but if she gets asked.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
She's worrying about it.
Okay, I like it. No, you know what? I actually team to agree with you. I said I wasn't going to answer, but clearly I picked my side. I'm saying she's the jerk, but I'm going to get you off the line before I get yelled at.
Bye, DC. Love you.
I love you back. Have a great day. Ooh. All right. Lisa done kicked it off just like that. Now let's get to the next call because we got somebody out of Milwaukee. Tiffany, you there?
I'm here.
Tiffany, good morning. All right, now you heard Lisa go, and I ain't gonna lie, I kind of agreed with what she was saying, but that was just because she was first on the line. What do you think? Is Ayla the jerk or not the jerk for lying to her family about being pregnant?
I am so triggered. I know you guys mean that probably with, like, serious love and, like, all of the good intentions.
Yeah.
But how do we know that telling everybody won't cause her stress?
Mm.
How do we know that maybe she just doesn't want the spotlight on her? It's Christmas.
Mm.
How do we know maybe the day after Christmas she won't go tell her family? It's not a jerky move. Nobody can know what she's feeling.
Right.
And you know what? If she has the right man, that's all the support system she needs. They could be looking at each other and, like, all smiling on the inside because they know what's going on and they're excited and they're happy. That doesn't mean she has stress on the baby or she's stressed out just because she doesn't want to tell the family.
I hear you.
There could there could be a big mouth cousin at the Christmas party. She don't want the whole world to know. There could be a negative Nancy at Christmas and she doesn't want to know. I just don't know. And
I'm following.
She's not saying she's not going to tell the family. She just says for Christmas right now, she doesn't want to tell anybody.
Right. Well, she did say, and we don't know if we want to tell anybody anytime soon. What if you get through all of the holidays and then don't tell nobody? Well, Tiffany, lie to me and tell me that the little ultrasound picture in a little envelope isn't going to be the best present that you could give somebody. Lie to me and tell me it's not. Lie to me and tell me that ultrasound isn't the best picture. That's free 99 right there, too.
Man, listen, this is her joy. This is her present. Let them tell people when they want to. And you know what? If, let's just say, my sister lied to me and didn't tell me right away, I would be a little upset. But it's like a happy lie. You know what I mean? It's like still a happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not really mad at you.
You ain't going to hold it against her.
No. Let them be stress-free and tell people when they want. That's their thing to tell.
Fair.
That's the one thing. That's their thing to tell.
That's fair. No, that's fair. I received that. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. Okay. Fine. Favorite bartender, Tiffany.
Yes, you already know. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Ooh, well, we split 50-50. And I don't know if this next caller was realizing there was about to be the tiebreaker. Yada, good morning.
Good morning.
We got Yada calling out of Milwaukee. All right, Yada. Or should I say Yara for anybody that doesn't understand
God,
the world.
Why would you do that to me?
Yara? No, Yada, talk to me for real. What do you say? You're the tiebreaker, big shoes. Is Ayla the jerk or not the jerk for lying to her family about being pregnant? Go.
I'm with Tiffany. She is not the jerk at all.
Okay. Same reasons or what?
She almost took all the words out of my mouth. I've lived this situation
where I've had
losses, and then I've had very healthy babies, and sometimes there's people that you don't want to be spreading the news before you get to tell certain people in person.
Big mouth cousin.
Big mouth cousin, big mouth family members, and it's nobody's, she's under no obligation to live under somebody else's standards of when she and her husband are supposed to tell people that she's pregnant.
True, there's no rule. That's true. That's very true.
I think that's where a lot of people feel pressure. Like, that's where this caller's feeling pressure, because she thinks that she's supposed to do what other people expect her to do.
I should
have already told people that I'm pregnant when it's really nobody else's decision but hers and her husband.
That's right. No, that's right. Yeah. No, okay. I receive everything you guys are saying. So today, not the jerk. Lie to the family. Tell them when you want. This is your story. No, it sounds funny because it's like, lie to the family, but it's not a lie. At the end of the day,
she doesn't lie unless somebody asks her directly and she says no.
That part. Okay, Yada, we appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Hold on one second. Go ahead, Daddy. Say
hi,
BB. Hi, youngin. I hear you back there. I was going to make sure I said what's up to you, too. Appreciate you saying hi, Yarn. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
Have a great day.
All right. Bye. Ooh-wee. Not the jerk. That works that out today. Go ahead, Ayla. Don't tell the family. Matter of fact, just pull up with the baby one day and be like, what? This? Yeah, no, we had this last week. Yeah, no, this whole thing, this baby been here. Where you been?